Okay, we're beginning the third parak in Shir HaShirim. Al mishkovi balelois, bikashti eish shavo nafshiv, bikashti veloy mitzosiv. So literally, the posuk means this: the moshel is the chosen and the kalo, the husband and the wife that were estranged. And that's representing the relationship between the Jewish people and Hashem. And al mishkovi on my bed at night, bikashti, I searched for eish shavo nafshi, the one that my soul loves, bikashtiv, I searched for him, v'lo mitzosiv, and I didn't find him. What is that referring to? It's obviously somebody craving for to reconnect with the loved one. And doesn't seem to be successful. What's this all about? So Rashi says, "Batzarli shirshafti afela kol shloishi mushmona shono shohu Yisrael nizufim." Says this on my bed at night doesn't necessarily literally mean a bed. In other words, I guess in the moshul, it means that this woman is she's lying in bed at night, she can't fall asleep, she's miserable because of she's looking, she's searching, she's craving to reconnect with her loved one, and she doesn't seem to be happening. But Rashi explains in terms of what it defers to with the Jewish people, he says it's when I had pain, when I sat 38 years in the desert. we were punished for 38 years. We were supposed to go immediately into Eretz Yisrael, right? When they came out of Mitzrayim, they got the Torah, they were supposed to go in. They made the Egel, Hashem forgave them, but then they sent in Meraglim, and there was a negative report, and right, the whole thing, and they got all upset, and they got all nervous, and their response was inappropriate. And it was decreed that they have to spend 40 years in the desert, another 38 years. And the Meraglim was against the second year, and they had to spend another 38 years in the desert. What does he say here? Bnei Yisrael left in darkness after the Anani HaKovet were taken away from them. I guess it was had withdrawn from them. I don't know what that means. And there were certain crowns that they had at Har Sinai. He says that's what the Targum says. I don't know. Abba Lamaisa, the situation was one of being withheld, restrained from going back there to Israel. And Klal Yisrael's response was that they're craving for the ultimate connection with Hashem. It sounds like that when they're being held back from Eretz Yisrael, so they're being deprived of the maximum relationship. The maximum relationship with Hashem was achieved when there was a Beis HaMikdash. It says, "V'osu li mikdash shochanti v'soichom," make a Beis HaMikdash, and that's as if the presence of Hashem dwells in that place. Of course, he's all over, but there was a special connection that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like today, people feel a certain special connection. They go to the Kosel. They also feel a certain special connection. So they were craving that connection for 38 years in the Midbar because they were not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. They were waiting. That was the goal. That was the epitome. That was the whole purpose of going out of Mitzrayim to be able to go to Eretz Yisrael because of the inappropriateness of their response to the Meraglim, or the Meraglim's response and their response to that. So they had to spend another 38 years in the Midbar, and it's as if they're lying in bed at night, that's the Moshul, and I'm looking, I want to get close to my beloved, I want to find him, and I just can't seem to, you know. It's now, the truth of the matter is, when you think about it, let's just read a little more, the last Rashi, Ki loy ele bikirbi, he says, I won't go up with you because I'm not with you. In other words, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, I'm not really with you. I'm not going with you in Eretz Yisrael because of what you did. You compromised. You acted inappropriately in the context of our relationship. And therefore, I am not fully with you, and I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael with you. But when you think about it, it's a pele, it's so strange, because the 38 years in the Midbar where they felt they were craving this relationship with Hashem, what did they have? They lived a miraculous existence. they had their breakfast, lunch, and dinner come to their doorstep every day, the mon, right? If somebody sinned a little bit and wasn't worthy, he had to go out a little bit for it. If he really messed up the day before, he had to work out further for it. A miraculous existence every single day. Double portion on Friday, because not Shabbos, there was no mon. They lived like this for the 40 years in the Midbar. Okay. They had the special clouds that protected them. I don't know what he means, the Targum says over here, but they were protected. They had the Amud Eish at night to keep them warm during the cold of the night and cool during the, you know, central air during the heat of the day. They had the Be'er that traveled with them. They had everything. I mean, they lived, Simloscha, their clothing didn't soil. I guess it grew with them and it didn't soil the whole 40 years that they were there. They lived the ultimate miraculous life. Now, when you live a miraculous life, who's orchestrating the miracles? That's right. It's all from Hashem. So what do you mean? I'm looking for Hashem and I can't find him. It's almost like the story. What's the story Chazal say? This father is carrying his son on his shoulder, and the kid looks. He asks people, he says, "Did you see my father? Did you see my father? When did you see my father? I'm carrying you." You know what I mean? Like, we can forget, but here they had so much, such closeness to Hashem, such a connection, and yet because they were lacking the epitome. It was compared to a lady lying on her bed at night and completely deprived of her loved one and craving. Boy, I'm looking for him and I can't find him. What do you mean you can't find him? He's there at your doorstep every day. He brings the mon to your door. He brings the be'er to your door. He makes sure that your clothing stay on you for 40 years without soiling. What the most miraculous of events. In spirituality, and this is, I think, a very, very profound and significant lesson. In spirituality, there's never enough. As much as we have, it satisfies, it thrills, it inspires, it uplifts, but we crave more. We want to get closer and closer. And therefore, a person should not take this attitude that, oh, I have minimal spiritual, I have a little spiritual things in my life, that's enough. It's never enough. It's never enough. And the equivalent is that the craving for what's lacking is the equivalent as if Bikashtiv lo motzosis. I looked and I can't find it. What do you mean can't find it? You have so much. No. Since I'm lacking the ultimate, I feel as if I'm searching and I can't find. That's the nature of spirituality, which means to us, I think,
why does that have to necessarily do with the feeling? I thought maybe it's just in relation between the two levels, it's like endlessly greater.
Well, everything she's the mushal is the feeling. She says bikashti
b'lo sosi. In comparison of the two levels of relationship, one is that much.
No, but isn't the mushal an emotional thing? Al mishkovi
b'alelus. It's completely emotional.
Yeah, I'm lying in my bed at night. What am I doing? I'm contemplating the philosophy. Oh, you know something? Let's see. Yes, I'm putting in my diary. Yes, my husband is not here. I'm going to look for him. Oh, it's I'll be but sadly, I'm feeling the pain. She or Shabti Afelo. What do you mean Afelo? Look at the lotion. Afelo. I sat in the dark 38 years. What kind of dark? Afelo, you were in the Midbar. You had such miracles. You have the nobody. We that was the door Dea. Their wisdom was beyond, above and beyond, off the charts. And the light of Hashem. They were the illuminated of the world of the history. There was no, but it's lacking. When it's lacking, the feeling is it's like. And it's not that, it doesn't mean that they don't appreciate what they have. It doesn't mean they can't enjoy what they have. It doesn't mean that they don't have the ruchnius of what they have. It just means in ruchnius we always crave for more and more and more. And what's that?
The way you're saying it sort of sounds like it does affect the feeling they have now.
Yeah, but
the way I would say, I thought maybe it's that level of relationship makes this level of relationship seem
but I don't think that's the mushal is very emotional. I'm lying on my bed.
Okay, very nice, but that's fine. It's fine if it's emotional, but still, the levels of relationship, that emotion that you get from that level was that much greater than this. It's not that right now you have a lack of feeling. It's in relation to what it would be.
Yeah, that's right. That's the same thing. That's what I say. It doesn't diminish that from what I have, but compared to what I could have, Mimela, I'm still craving for more. No, but I think we have to go. It's a short day today because of the slichos and everything. But I really, I just think that one point is very important, that many people feel that, oh, I have a spiritual part to my life. spirituality is by its very nature, it satisfies even in small pieces, but it's never really satisfied. It always wants more. To me, I compare it to, I never met a person who said, I'm happy enough. I don't want to be more happy. I've met people who say, I have enough money. I mean, they really got enough money. You know?
But
there are people that say, you know, I get the $25 billion that I have will be enough for my children, my grandchildren, as many generations I can count will be covered with my money. But I never saw a person say, I maxed out on happiness. Happiness is by definition, same thing with spirituality. The closeness to Hashem is infinity. Therefore, the closeness is infinite. Therefore, no matter how much we have, we strive for more. And on a certain level, in a certain dimension, by comparison, it seems as if I don't have anything. But that's a very important formula. Mitzad Echad, I have so much. And it kataka fulfill me and make me happy. Mitzad Sheni, when I think about what I could have, by comparison, it looks like, oi, I don't have anything. I'm crying on my bed, completely bereft of any relationship with my beloved. That's the moshel. So anyway, that's the lesson. I think it's a very important lesson that people should know, that you never have enough spirituality. You can be satisfied with any spiritual achievement or fulfillment. On the other hand, when you think about it, compared to what you could have, it leaves a craving for more. Okay.
Okay, because it's about emotional. It could just be...